on ABC Victoria, this is Mornings. 25 to 11, how safe do you feel in your home and on your property? Because a new report states that 1 in 5 Aussies have had a break-in or security scare at their home. But about 3/4 of us, of those people anyway, didn't improve their level of security after that incident. So we're kind of willing to have the scare, but then we just kind of go back to normal. But for the small majority who did, just more than half updated their door locks, a third installed a new security system, and about 1/4 added locks to their external gates. Doesn't sound very proactive. But anyway, Bambi Gordon is the CEO of Neighbourhood Watch Victoria. Morning, Bambi.
Hi there.
Do you think people can be a bit complacent about home security?
Oh, of course we all do. And we remember the, you know, the good old days when it was okay to leave things unlocked. And I know people sort of think, why doesn't, you know, somebody else fix that now? But it really is up to us. And I think if you can educate people of how simple it is to secure their home, and motivate them to actually do it so that they have a better quality of life, and they're not having to, you know, claim insurance and make police reports and all those sorts of things, they will do it.
But what about that? I mean, lots of people move to country areas for that feeling that they can walk out the front door, close the door, leave it unlocked, and that's okay. I mean, what about that idea?
Yeah, we can't. I mean, Neighbourhood Watch is all about making crooks really cranky so that when they come up to that front door and they just push on it because they think, I don't think anyone's home, I can get in here, that they come up against that resistance. Crooks will take a chance if they see it. If there's an opportunity for a low risk with a high reward, they'll go for it. So if we can just flip that to be a high risk that they'll get caught and a really low opportunity to steal an item, they're going to move on, unfortunately, to the next property. So we've produced a report, a tool really, for people to be able to evaluate, are you doing the things that you need to do to keep your farm and your residence safe? And that's available at www.howsafeisemyplace.com.au.
What sort of measures are in there?
Yeah, well, things like, and it sounds a bit silly, but if you've got locks and chains on the gate, are you actually using them? Or are you sort of thinking, I'm just nicking down the road for 10 minutes, I don't really need to lock that up.
Yeah.
Do they have CCTV? A lot of people rely on CCTV and think that that's going to prevent crime, and it's not. It's great for the police after the crime has occurred for their investigation and prosecution, but if someone sees a CCTV camera, they're more likely just to pull something down over their face and carry on. So we then try to advise, what about sensor lights so that you can convey to that cranky crook, actually there's someone at home, move on.
Yep, for sure. And I mean, yeah, sensor lights are great like that. But we're also seeing an increase in thefts from farms, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. In particular, lately, fuel, of all things, and livestock. That was on the decrease back in the earlier days of the pandemic. In fact, most crime was because we're all at home. And so somebody who's, you know, potentially an offender is thinking, it's not worth it, I'm going to get caught. But those things are on the increase again because of the cost of living, the price of fuel's going up. And there are also things that sometimes can be really difficult for the farmer to report because, you know, if you've got a flock of sheep, how often are you going out there and counting that 1, 2, 3 aren't missing? If you've got a 400-litre tank full of, you know, diesel and someone's taken 20, 30 litres out of it, will you actually notice straight away? So being aware of these things and watching out for them and reporting them is vitally important.
Yeah, for sure. So are things improving there or are we just as complacent as ever?
I think we're improving. I do think we're improving because we're seeing crime, if you look over a sort of 30, 40-year trend, it's way down in comparison to what it used to be, and it's consistently down. And there'll be spikes in some areas, and unfortunately the crime category that we're seeing all the increases in is domestic violence, as distinct from property theft. But in the property theft space, there are things that you can do. 7 out of 10 cars stolen in Victoria today will be stolen with their own keys. So if we can change that habit of walking in the front door, closing it, not locking it, leaving the keys on the hook as we maybe, you know, go through to the rest of the house or off to the loo. Don't do that. Put the keys out of sight, lock that front door even when you're at home, and you can prevent that car being stolen.
Yeah, very good. Look, thank you for giving us some of those hints and tips and tricks. That's Bambi Gordon, CEO of Neighbourhood Watch Victoria, not Neighbourhood House, Neighbourhood Watch Victoria. There are lots of resources available online if you want to help secure your place. HowSafeIsMyPlace.com.au is the URL. Pretty easy one to remember. HowSafeIsMyPlace.com.au, and you can go along there and some of those tips are just reiterated, and some other ones are there as well. You're on ABC Victoria, statewide mornings, talking frogs.